to DFM's Last Word on Health with Matt Cooper.
It's time for our weekly health slot, and today we're going to be talking about lifestyle changes which could prevent almost a third of cancers in Ireland. As always, Dr. Dearan O'Leary is here to discuss. Dearan, about 6,200 cancer diagnoses a year are attributable to 11 modifiable risk factors, and that's according to the National Cancer Registry. What are they talking about when they talk about modifiable risk factors?
It was a really interesting report released in early October. And basically, modifiable means things, you know, we can change within our lifestyle or within our environment, whether it's on an individual level or at a population level, things that we can change to reduce our individual risk and our population risk of cancer. So look, some things you can't change. You can't change your genetics. If you're genetically predisposed to developing a certain type of cancer, you know, you can't modify that. You can't do anything about that genetic predisposition. You can't choose your parents. But with that said, there are things within your lifestyle and in your environment that you can change to reduce your risk. So those are the modifiable risk factors. So the number one modifiable risk factor in Ireland for invasive cancer, and this report included figures from 2016. So the number one modifiable risk factor was smoking. So 13% of all cancers in Ireland were attributable to smoking. It's important to remember, not only smoking yourself, but passive smoking as well is a risk factor for cancer. And it's not only a risk factor for lung cancer, there's also a risk for pancreatic cancer, ovarian, cervical cancer as well. Smoking is a big risk factor for cervical cancer, kidney, bowel, stomach and liver. So it's really important, you know, that we try to reduce the number of smokers that we have in Ireland and thereby reduce the number of cancers that we have. So at the moment, there's about 29% of the population is reported as being a current smoker. But with that said, even, you know, being an ex-smoker or a passive smoker, that does increase your risk as well. So we need to reduce that number and to reduce the number of smokers in Ireland and thereby reduce the number of cancers. So if we continue at the same rate that we're at now, this report says that by 2035, there will be over 40,000 cancers attributable to cancer in that cumulative period. You know, wow. If we keep going the way we're going. We have to keep working hard on trying to encourage people to quit, and then looking at more population-based things, like, you know, still outdoor smoking, I think, is something that we need to look at as well, because, you know, in outdoor areas you can still passive smoke, you know. So just we need to keep working hard and getting that number down in terms of smoking.
Smoking is the number one culprit, I would imagine. But let's talk about some more of these modifiable risk factors, things that we can change in our life to reduce the chances of getting cancer. I'm assuming obesity, you know, overweight issues, alcohol, they're probably all in the mix too.
Increased BMI does increase risk of some cancers. For example, postmenopausal women who have a high BMI are more likely to develop breast cancer than women who have a normal BMI. Then alcohol absolutely is a risk factor for cancer as well. You know, not only liver cancer, but head and neck cancers, breast cancer, bowel cancer as well. And about 29% of men and 24% of women do admit to consuming over the recommended weekly intake of alcohol. So again, it's something we have to work on. I do think, you know, we're doing better with alcohol, but, you know, need to keep working on it. And there was 2.4% of cancers in Ireland, or 506 cases were attributable to alcohol intake in Ireland in 2016. So, you know, we need to keep working hard on that. The other one, the third most common or the third ranked modifiable risk factor was infections. And this is a really interesting one. So this refers to, you know, not having, a chest infection, but infections like HPV, for example, human papillomavirus. You know, as per this report, 75% of the population didn't know what HPV was, and half of those didn't know that HPV can cause cancer. So HPV, you know, it's a virus that about 90% of us will have it at some point. Most of us will thankfully clear it and it won't cause any trouble. But for some people, it can cause cancer. You know, it can cause cervical cancer, head and neck cancer, penile cancer, anal cancer. And we do have a vaccine for that. So that's the important thing about HPV. is, you know, we actually have, you know, I suppose in a way it's a cure for cancer because we have a vaccine for HPV. So it's really important that we continue with our good rates of uptake for the vaccine in schools for HPV. Then other infections that can increase risk of cancer, you know, H. pylori, Helicobacter pylori is a bug that we sometimes get in the stomach, can increase risk of stomach cancer. Then hepatitis B and C, increased risk of liver cancer, and HIV can increase risk of cancer as well. So, you know, we need to be mindful just about those infections. It's not, you know, as I said, not, you know, a chest infection or a thickly throat, but these infections that we are mindful about them. But we are doing well on the HPV vaccine uptake, and it's important that we continue with that.
One thing that caught my eye just scanning through the report was sunbed use and also single episodes of sunburn. Mm-hmm. We don't get a hell of a lot of sunshine in Ireland, as we all well know. So people are drawn to sunbeds. And then when we do get those couple of days of sunshine during the summer, people go out and get scalded and they think, oh, it's okay, it'll fade to a tan. But these single episodes of sunburns are quite dangerous.
They are. And, you know, even if we do go on a holiday and get one single episode of sunburn, you know, it does increase your risk of skin cancer, that, you know, one episode. So it's really important that we are minding our skin, you know. Sunburned skin is inflamed skin. You know, sunburn is DNA photo damage of our skin. It increases our risk of melanoma. So, it's, you know, when we're talking about cancer in this report, it's not including non-melanoma skin cancers. Non-melanoma skin cancers don't tend to cause much trouble. They don't metastasize or spread, but melanoma is a really nasty cancer, and if it spreads, it can be really serious. Mm. So there's a 92% increased risk of melanoma if you've ever been sunburned, you know, one episode of sunburn. So it's just not a good thing to do to your skin. And then, you look, it goes without saying, I think it goes without saying, you know, for most of us, the sunbeds are not healthy and they are really very dangerous. So there's a 20% increased risk of melanoma if you've ever used a sunbed.
I saw that, and that is a frightening statistic.
And I think that, you know, they still exist, you know, and that's
and people
the problem.
Still use them, obviously.
Think, yeah. You know, and I think the fact that they exist is still a problem. You know, they just shouldn't. They're so unhealthy. And then again, as I'm always saying, not only in terms of your melanoma risk, but, you know, they age the skin. And, you know, I think people go in sunbeds to try to look better, look more tanned, but it's going to cause, you know, a cosmetic damage in the end as well, with pigmentation and aging. So just not a good idea.
Just slap on the Saint-Tropez and away you go. Leave the sunbeds alone. It's definitely less dangerous. Let's talk about some of the other. We are running out of time, but I do want to touch on some of the pill, the contraceptive pill as well. That's included in this report.
It is. So the oral contraceptive pill and HRT are included in the report, but it's really important to remember that, look, women need contraception and women need HRT to treat their symptoms of menopause. So they do increase risk of some cancers, but equally they reduce the risk of other cancers. So, for example, you know, the oral contraceptive pill might increase your risk of breast or cervical cancer, but it does reduce your risk of ovarian cancer. So they actually did make a comment in the report that it's likely that there's a net effect on cancer cases attributable to these, because they might increase risk slightly of some cancers but reduce risk of other cancers. And, you know, with the combined pill, you know, that's providing women with contraception. Women need that, so you could argue about how modifiable that is. You know, but obviously there will be some women who will be completely inappropriate and too risky, and, you know, that's a discussion with their GP. And again, with HRT, you know, it treats symptoms of menopause, which is so important for postmenopausal women, and it's also a treatment for osteoporosis. So it reduces your risk of other diseases, you know, and other cancers. So it's just important to remember that. And as well, the other interesting thing, I think, from this report was the processed meat intake, because I see a lot of in public health campaigns in the US, they talk about processed meat a lot in their public health campaigns about that it's increased risk of cancer. And processed meat is actually categorized as a group one carcinogen by the International Agency for Cancer Research. So I think we need more awareness about that. You know, from what I see, I don't think there is enough awareness about the risk of processed meat intake. So I think, you know, that's hopefully something we'll see more in our public health
and
campaigns.
And minced meats, people, like, it's such a broad term, processed meat, that some people don't realise that they're picking up processed meat. Minced meat, such as fresh sausages, for example, they may, now not all the time, but they may sometimes count as processed meat. So people do need to be careful and do need to educate themselves.
Absolutely. And just be mindful about, you know, the meat that you are consuming, and, you know, that you're not overdoing it on processed meat. You know, it's the preservation methods of processed meat that that are carcinogenic and can increase risk of cancer. I suppose it's important to make that a separate category, you know, to red meat, because I think it was around maybe 18 months ago, there was a lot of talk about red meat, and that isn't as risky. So that was a group two carcinogen, but processed meat is important to be mindful about that in our diet. And then physical activity, another really important one, but I think we're doing good on that. But physical activity in and of itself can actually reduce your risk of cancer. Physical activity reduces risk of colon cancer and reduces risk of breast cancer as well. So getting active is really important to reduce risk of cancer as well.
And look, just to finish, I mean, we're not trying to scare people, we're not telling people go off the pill, you know, just these are little things that you can do, little lifestyle changes, you know, give up the fags if you can, you know, cut down on the boozing, start exercising a little bit more and start watching what you eat. And I think that is very solid advice. Dr. Dearon O'Leary, we have run out of time. I really appreciate your contribution this evening.
Today FM's Last Word on Health with Matt Cooper.